Now by the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris. Minister, very good afternoon to you and welcome to the News at One.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Is it the situation now that thousands of students are going to face long commutes or couch surfing or perhaps not being able to take up a college offer at all because of this student accommodation crisis?
No, but it is true that we're in a very challenging situation, I suppose, for three reasons, probably. Firstly, this is the first year since the academic year 2018-2019, where it looks like we're on track for a full return to full lectures and the full college experience. That's a good thing. Secondly, we know that the housing situation, which was challenged, has been compounded further by the Ukrainian situation and the illegal war. And thirdly, we know that housing supply in general is tight. But I want to say to students, and I was listening very carefully to Alana and to Aoife and to Molly, yes, there is a situation in relation to people going to Daft and quote how many houses are available to rent. Mm. There is also, though, the Rent-to-Room initiative. And I think the Rent-to-Room initiative does have an ability to provide a significant amount of immediate accommodation for students. I know, for example, in 2018, about 3,000 rooms across Ireland were provided through that scheme. And I just want to say for any listener to this programme, this is basically a scheme that if you have a spare room in the house, you can actually earn up to 14 grand a year renting that room and not have to pay tax. Mm-hmm. And you can also rent that room out to a student or somebody else without being impacted in terms of your social welfare, your living alone allowance or your fuel allowance.
And
so
What is the uptake at this stage on that? What indications are you getting about how attractive that is for homeowners?
Well, very good question, and I'm expecting a full report early next week, but I can give you some examples today. So, for example, in Galway, and I think it was in Galway where Aoife was speaking about, I'm told by NUI Galway that they currently have 102 rooms available through that rent-a-room scheme. I saw the South East Technological University launched a new student portal for that today. I think in the University of Limerick, they've had 125 available. UCC tell me they've already accommodated 140 students through that scheme with 40 more rooms currently available. And the message I'd be saying to all students now is every college in Ireland now has a resource where you can find out where renting a room is available within your community. I don't want to suggest this as a long-term solution, and I hope we get onto that, but this is something that can be done immediately to try and help people with this September.
Well, we did discuss this with the president of the USI on this program a couple of weeks ago, and she was making the point that one of the concerns here is the lack of security around this, that the students are concerned that they get a room, but perhaps that room then is needed by a member of the family and they could be out mid-academic year.
Yeah, and I've heard Beth speak on this, and I am engaging with the Department of Housing in terms of how we can protect student renters in this situation more. But what I would also say to USI is this is a scheme that has been used for years and years quite successfully. It's a scheme that I think USI would have proactively supported up until 2018. I'm not suggesting this is ideal. I mean, I am very clear here that we need to build more college-owned affordable accommodation. Myself and the Taoiseach got an agreement at the Cabinet Committee on Housing to do just that just before the summer recess. For the very first time, the state is going to invest with colleges in building accommodation on campus. But, the same time, I want to help now in the immediate.
We have purpose-built student accommodation, which we know is now not being made available to students. The owners of that, it's privately owned accommodation, and they've decided to go elsewhere, to take it out of the student market.
So I'm not 100% sure that's absolutely the case, because my very strong understanding of this is that the Minister for Housing issued a circular last year that if your accommodation was built under planning permission for purpose-built student accommodation, it must be used for that.
I have heard examples. That applies from here on out. That is not retrospective.
My understanding is that it has been applied retrospectively, but my understanding is that one of the cases that has been quoted quite publicly, that accommodation wasn't originally built as student accommodation, it was built as holiday homes. Mm-hmm. We also have a challenging situation in relation to our sector has stepped up quite rightly in terms of the humanitarian crisis and has provided shelter to over 5,700. We provided over 5,700 rooms in student accommodation during the summer period to people from Ukraine. We're working our way through that situation at the moment with about 3,000 Ukrainian displaced people due to leave that accommodation this month, more into the middle of September and all by the end of December. So there are very serious challenges. But there's also, I've just come from Trinity College Dublin, where there's 249 new student accommodation units due to open next month. There's about 1,200 more that but will be in place this year compared to last year. So progress has been made.
You mentioned the situation in relation to Ukrainian refugee families, and one of the things you are doing or hoping to do this academic year is to make the SUSE grant system available to Ukrainians who want to pursue third level education here. How's that going to operate if they don't have a permanent address? Can it still be delivered to them in those situations?
Yes, it absolutely can. So there's two schemes, if you like, to assist displaced people from Ukraine. One is where a Ukrainian student can access higher education in Ireland, and they're actually funded through the Erasmus programme, treated as an Erasmus student. And it just so happens that level of funding is roughly the same as they'd get through a SUSE student grant. And this afternoon, I'm announcing a new scheme to assist Ukrainian people access further education and training, people who might want to do a post-leaving cert course. We know there's Ukrainian people in communities right across our country who want to make a contribution, who want to go back to education, who want to go to employment. And what we're doing this afternoon is announcing that any Ukrainian person who wishes to access further education and training can do so and can access a bursary. And that bursary of €6,000 is roughly the equivalent of what an Irish student would get if they accessed further education.
Minister,
you can access that through the Education and Training Board.
Minister, just before I let you go, perhaps a question in relation to the controversy surrounding your government colleague, Robert Troy. Now, he's acknowledged that he failed as required to register with the Register of Members' Interests properties that he owned some years ago. He's acknowledged that. He said he will correct the record in regard to that. Is that satisfactory? Is that enough?
I think it's very important when somebody makes a mistake that they obviously correct the record. Very much welcome the fact that Minister Troy is going to do that this week. I believe he's been in touch with the Clerk of the Dáil and he's been in touch with SIPO. He's also very clearly and publicly said that he's fully tax compliant. And yes, I think when people make mistakes, they put their hand up, they fix the mistake. And I think that's an appropriate and important thing to do.
Minister Simon Harris, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One.